Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The EPA today released its action plan to combat the unregulated contaminants known as PFAS in America's drinking water. Michigan is the leading hotspot in the list of states with sites known to be contaminated by these per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. This family of chemicals has been used in a wide range of products since the 1940s to help make them resistant to water, heat, and grease. Products like nonstick cookware, firefighting foam, fabrics, and much more. PFAS can build up over time in the environment and in our bodies, and they don't break down, and that's why they're known as forever chemicals. Human studies suggest PFAS exposure is linked to some cancers, thyroid problems, higher cholesterol, and other problems. While the EPA heralds its plan as historic, critics complain it's far short of what we need. Brady Dennis covers the environment and public health for The Washington Post. He joins us from the Post newsroom. Brady, there have been a lot of voices begging the EPA to regulate PFAS, to set a safety standard. Did today's EPA action plan deliver that?
It didn't deliver what a lot of those folks have wanted for a long time, which is to promise to regulate these chemicals in the water around the country. That may still come, and the EPA said that it's going to make a decision about that. It's going to move forward with that by the end of the year, so that could very well be what happens, but it didn't happen today. What did happen today was a broader range of other steps that the agency said it's going to take to try to keep these out of our groundwater and the water that we drink.
What are these steps? What's the action plan?
There's a lot of things. I mean, just to summarize some of the main ones is that the EPA said it's going to issue new guidance around the country on how to clean up these chemicals when they get into the groundwater and they contaminate the soil. It's going to require more testing for these chemicals in public water systems around the country. They're going to list certain kinds of these chemicals as hazardous substances under the Superfund cleanup laws. The agency says, do more research on the health effects of some of the less studied kinds of these chemicals. And, you know, ultimately, they said they're going to try to do a better job of informing people about the risk that they actually face from these chemicals.
The EPA calls its action plan groundbreaking. Brady, what's been the reaction from critics out there? What are you hearing?
Well, critics say it's anything but groundbreaking. I mean, they call it more of a delay on regulating chemicals that we now have, you know, more and more evidence of the health effects that they can cause over time. I've been in touch with, you know, people who live in places in Michigan as well today who were hoping that this would be the start of the process of regulating these. And like I said, while that may still happen, I think they're disappointed that it still hasn't happened yet. And this dates back not just to the Trump administration, but to several administrations prior that this fight has been going on about what to do with these chemicals.
It is interesting. On this program, we have actually covered the fact, speaking of the Trump administration, that it tried to block that federal health study on the effects of PFAS contamination. I believe the phrase public relations nightmare was used. And also, didn't the EPA produce today's action plan after some arm twisting from both sides of the aisle in Congress?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the EPA's been under pressure for a long time now to act on this. Just in recent memory, both houses of Congress held hearings about this problem last year, and certain lawmakers have introduced bills to try to compel the government to act. And, you know, even the EPA held what it called a summit last year to solicit input, and it sent officials to communities around the country. So, you know, they've been gathering a lot of input and at the same time been getting a lot of pressure to actually start taking some concrete steps.
So for now, the EPA is sticking with that non-binding advisory level of 70 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS, which are two of the older members of the PFAS family. And am I right? Even the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry says that's too weak.
Yeah, I think the report you mentioned, as well as some other states around the country, are looking at stricter numbers. Numbers that would be more protective of public health. So,
Michigan is among that, begun the process of developing a tougher limit.
That's right. That's right. And we'll see where that ends up. I mean, when asked about that today, the EPA said, you know, we will go where the science takes us. If we need to go to a lower limit, then that's what we'll do. But jury's still out on that.
Practically speaking, you've got to wonder, what do all of the processes and the studies and the action plans, what do they really mean for the many people in Michigan and elsewhere who have groundwater tainted by PFAS? What did the EPA give them today, do you think?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, in some ways, the EPA is saying the right things and seems to be taking the problem somewhat more seriously than perhaps in the past. It's talking with some measure of urgency, but, you know, the flip side of that is that this doesn't happen quickly, and it's not going to happen quickly for communities around the country. Just looking back, you know, the EPA has not successfully regulated a new contaminant in drinking water since the mid-1990s. And even if they decided they were going to do it with these, it could still be years before that actually becomes a reality.
So, Brady, what comes next? What do we watch for as we keep an eye on the EPA?
Yeah, so I think you'll see some of these things that the EPA promised to do today come out piecemeal, whether it's guidance for cleaning this up or new research about, you know, the health effects. I think what a lot of people will continue to watch for is kind of the end of this calendar year when the EPA says it's going to decide what to do about regulating these chemicals in drinking water and how, you know, stringent of a regulation they decide they're going to pursue.
Brady Dennis is with the Washington Post, where he covers the environment and public health issues. Brady, thanks for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.